Shalom Aleichem Rabosa, today's daf is Ervin, daf Chav Tes. We are holding here on the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis. We have been talking about an Erev Tchumim and the different items you're allowed to use for an Erev Tchumim. And we're going to talk about today primarily, not only, but primarily about how much of each item needs to be used for an Erev Tchumim. And I'll just spoil it for you because the amounts will be easier to understand. The Gemara is going to say that you need to have enough to eat the item you're using the Erev for, enough to eat it for two meals with bread. So you don't need to make the item into your meal, meaning if you have dates. So you don't need to make two meals worth of dates. You just need to have however many dates you would eat with two meals. And that's going to make the sizes and the amounts a little bit easier to understand. So we're here on the Chav Ches and the base of the two dots at the bottom. Gufa, let's go back to something we said before. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, kesos, which is hops, v'chaziz, which is some sort of green, unripe grain. So ma'arvin b'hem, you're allowed to use them for an erev, v'mvarcha alem bar pre'el dama. That's the bracha. Kesos bekama, how much do you need from this hops? Right, a handful. So too, a handful. Meaning Rabbi Yechiel had said elsewhere, you need a handful. So too, over here, the shear is a handful. Chaziz bekama, how much chaziz do you need? Which means basically how much the farmers would generally bundle together when they would, kind of gather it in the field, so a bundle of this green, unripened grain. Amar Rav Chilkiya bar Tuvia, ma'arvin bekalya, you're allowed to use kalya for an erev. The Gemara says bekalya salgadaita. What do you mean bekalya? Are you serious? Right? Apparently kalya, if you look at Rashi, says kasha ke'etz, it was as hard as a wood, so obviously you're not able to use that, that's not food. It's ela biyarka de kalya, rather it meant the green part of the kalya plant, right? And mistama means the leaves. Bekama, how much did you need? Amar Rav Chilkiya kamale. Kamala Hayah, that's where Rabbi Chil had said you need a handful, and so too we applied that to hops as well, right? A couple lines or a couple words earlier. Rabbi Yirmiyah Nafa the Kiryasa, Rabbi Yirmiyah went to Kiryasa and Bo'amine Ma'ala Arif Bepulin Lachin, and they asked him there, are you allowed to make an Eruv with wet, or I guess fresh and cooked beans? Lachin usually means wet, but here it means that they were cooked, right? Again, because beans by themselves are dry. So that lo havi biyadei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't really know. Ki asked the Beis Midrash, amrulei, so he went to the Beis Midrash, right? Didn't know the Shaila, he went to ask the Shaila. So he said to him, ha'achi amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, ma'ar v'mepulim lachin, right? You are allowed to use them for an erev. V'kama, how much do you need? Amr Rabbi Chil, kamalo hayad, right? Again, Rabbi Chil says again, a handful. That's the size, that's the amount that you need. Amar Rav Amnuna, Ma'arvin betradin chayin, you're allowed to use raw beets. The Gemara says, Eini, is that really true? Amar Rav Chista, Misilka, Silka Chaya, Kotel Gavra Chaya. Rav Chista made a play on the words of Silka Chaya, right? Raw beets could kill a live man, a healthy man, meaning it's very dangerous. So how can you tell me that that's your Erev? So Gemara says, Ha'u b'bashel v'lo b'bashel. So that's only when it's sort of cooked. But meaning straight up raw is okay. So igadami, another way of explaining, Amar Rav Amnuna Imar bin Bitradin Chayin. You're not allowed to use raw, but Amar Rav Chisda Silka Chayin Katal Gavarava, because Rav Chisda said that raw beets are no good. Okay, but Mistama that non raw. Okay, little biter. Faka chazina de ka'achli l'vlam. I say, we see people eat these raw beets, but they don't die. So Gemara says, ha'ashem b'bashel v'lo b'bashel. That, according to that, this understanding, that's when it's partially cooked, so then it's okay. Okay, so again, probably should get that figured out before we eat. Now, obviously, nowadays, beets, at least the beets that we have, are not dangerous at all. Amar Rav Chisda tafshah shel tradin, a dish that has beets. Yafel lei v'tov lei naim is good for the heart, good for the eyes. Kosher can live name ayim, and so too for the stomach. Amar Abaye v'hu de'yosev abe tafi v'avid toch toch. And Abaye says that's as long as the pot is on the stove, and you cook it for a long time to the point where the pot makes the noise toch toch, right, when it's boiling. Right, it's an onomatopoeia. You have to cook these beets for a long time. Amar Rava, Rava says, there any Ben Azai b'shukei Tveria? Rava was feeling good, and he said, I feel like Ben Azai. Interesting, very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Yoma Bedicha Havale LaRava. Right? It was a Bedicha, usually it means a joke. So it seems like Rava was in a very good mood. I don't know if it was Purim, right? Maybe it's the marker for Purim Torah, but whatever. He was in a good mood. It was a happy day. I'm able to answer anything you want. Ask me any of these kashas. Right, just like Ben Azay went to the Shuk in Tveria, and he would ask anybody. Ben Azay was the good old door. He could answer anything. Everybody would come and schmooze with him in the marketplace. So Rav was feeling good. He said, give me some kashas. I'm like Ben Azay. They asked him, "Tabuchim bekama? How many apples do you need to use for an eruv?" So Rav said, "What are you talking about? You don't make an eruv with tapuchim. Tapuchim apples are legitimate food to use as an eruv." Right, well, obviously the kasha is, right? Well, apples obviously are a legitimate food. So the Rishonim talk about it in different ways. What was Rav thinking? One way is to understand that, again, Yom Bedicha, that he was just trying to sharpen. It was a joking mood, meaning he wasn't actually saying that apples are no good. That's a hard teretz because the Gemara is going to say, really, are apples really no good? Because Mestama of Rava was just trying to sharpen his talmidim. Right? The Gemara says that all the time. Right? It says velohi, it's not true. Right? When they're going back and forth, really, the chadude, the Gemara says very often, is just trying to sharpen him. Okay, another pshat, perhaps the pshat that makes the most sense, is that there are apples and there are apples. And that I think the Ritva says that there are certain types of apples. For example, I grew up and I had a crab apple tree right outside my house. I think it's still there. Pretty sure that every fall the apples get all over the floor and make everything dirty and disgusting. No one's eating crab apples. So it could be that there's a type of apple that was simply not food. So Rava said that you can't use apples for an eruv. The Gemara says, "I have a low. You can't use apples." But it's not without the Mishnah. All foods can combine to make a person unable to eat truma if he eats tamei food the amount of a chatzi pras. We know that in general, food is not matame people, but Chazal goes there that in the case for truma, that there is a concept of, you know, past a tuma of a rishon, so the amount of food that a person needs to eat is a half a pras. V'mazon shtei sudos la'eruv, and that also food also combines, meaning kol ochlin, any food combines to create enough food for two meals, which is again the shear of an eruv, as we said, to be eaten with two meals. Ubekebeitza latame tumas ochlin, and if it combine all food combines to a beitza to be matame. Food can become tame, that's only if it has a shear of the kabeitza. So the food combines, any food combines to get to that shear. The Gemara says, "My tifta." Well, what? If you were wondering where the kasha was, right, so was the Gemara. That's not what kasha do you have on Rava, who says that apples are not usable for an eruv, and i.e. apples are not food. So ilema mishum degatani kol ochlan if you'll tell me, because we just said all food combines, i.e. including apples. Vani bnei achilin and who, and obviously apples you can eat, therefore that counts. Vam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, right, at the beginning of our perek, ein lamedet lomdim mina klolos afil makam shenavar bochutz. Sometimes when you have a klal, it's not necessarily specific. Sometimes there are other examples not mentioned. So it could be that it's excluding apples, even though it says kol ochlin. So when it says ela mishum degatani, no, the kasha is from here, because it says later uvamazon shtei sudos la'eruv. Right, all food combines to make again for two meals for an eruv ukebeitza l'tami tumas ochlin, and to make it, the food a big enough shear to be mekabel tuma. Vani nami bnei tumei tumas ochlin inhu. Apples are also mekabel tuma. Right? Why not? Why shouldn't they be mekabel tuma? They are food and they are eaten. What's it called? The Rashi over here says, where's that Rashi? Hold on. Yeah, so Rashi Elav Yishum Detani on the side says Erev Dumin de Tumas Ochlin, right? The halakos of Erev are similar to Tumas Ochlin. Demashma Kol Shehu Metami Tumas Ochlin. Yish Lamozin Shezuzuchadi the Erev Tapuchim. Here is the key line: Tapuchim Bnei Tmuyen Inhu. And apples can become tame. So if you tell me that apples can become tame, that must be that apples are food. So why shouldn't? Right? We see the halakos of Tumas Ochlin and Erev are connected, as Rashi says. So you see that you can certainly use apples for an eruv. So okay, so Rava's opinion is knocked out again. If he was serious, assuming he was serious, v'kama, how many apples do you need? I'm Rav Nachman Tabuchim b'kav. Right, a kav is a lot. It's 4 lug, if I'm not mistaken. I forget exactly how much that is in modern day terms, but okay, it's a lot. Meisvei, hold on 1 second. That seems to be a lot. Rishon ben Elazar Omer, Uchla, Tavlin, Vlitra, Yerek. Those are Uchla and Litra are amounts. That's telling you this context here is how much you have to give for Meisr Ani, right? We talked at the beginning of the paragraph about Meisr Sheni. So Meisr Ani is given in the third and the sixth years of the Shemitah cycle. And if an Ani comes to your, I don't know, threshing floor or whatever, you have to give him a certain amount of stuff. And now there's a minimum share that you have to give the Ani. How much is that? So it's an Uchla of spices. It's a Litra of vegetables. Basara Egozim, 10 nuts. Chamisha of Arfarsikim, 5 peaches. Shnei Rimonim, Vredet Rogachad, 2 pomegranates and 1 esrog. Vamar Gursak Bar Dari, great name. He says, Mishmei Derav Menashe Bar Shaguvli, which is also a great name. Mishmei Derav in the name of Rav, V'chein Le'eruv. And so too, this is the shear for an Eruv. Vani Nami Lehavu Kiyar Farzikim. So why should apples be any different than peaches? Peaches is 5 peaches, right? And apples is a lot of a kavna of apples is a lot. So Gemara says, Hani Chashivi, no, because peaches are Chashiv. And that's how much, 5 peaches, that's how much you would eat over 2 meals. But honey, lochashivi, but apples, you find apples all over the place. They're not as nearly as chashiv as the peaches. That is certainly reflected in the price in Rami Levi. So therefore, you need to have more. You need to have a kav of apples for the eruv. Rav Yosef said, Sharalei Mare the Rav Menashe Bar Shiguvli. Right, may Hakadosh Baruch Hu give a kapara, right? The Yonah Dioma. May Hakadosh Baruch Hu give a kapara and forgive Rabbi Nasha ben Shekvuli, because I'm recently Ali Amasnisen Vuhu Amra Braisa. Because Rav's statement here was not said about the Mishnah. It was said about a Mishnah, and he said it on a Braisa. Now, what's the Mishnah? So the Tnan, the Mishnah that he said it on, is like this. Ain pochsin la'ani begorim, you're not allowed to give to an ani in the threshing floor less than machzi kav chitim v'kav sorin, half a kav of wheat and a kav of barley. Rabbi Meir, omar chatzi kav sorin, or according to Rabbi Meir, it's a half of a kav of barley. V'kav v'chitzi kusmin, a kav and a half of spelt, kav grogros, a kav of dried figs, o mona devela, or a mona, a piece of pressed fig cake or whatever. Rabbi Kiva Omar Pras. Rabbi Kiva says you need to give him Pras, which is half a mana. Okay. V'chatzi log yayin, the shear for wine is half a log. Rabbi Kiva Omar Revias. Rabbi Kiva says only a Revias you need to give him. A Revias Shemen, a Revias of Shemen. Rabbi Kiva Omar Shminis. Rabbi Kiva says it's an eighth. Okay. V'shar kol haperos. And here's what the, well, I guess in a minute. V'shar kol haperos, all other fruit. Amar Abashol Kadesh Yim Kareem Viyikach Bahem Azam Shte Zudos. Right, enough that you can sell the fruit that he's giving him and buy enough money so he could buy 2 meals. Amar Rav Achein Le'eruv. And this is where Rav said, and so too all these shurim are for the eruv. The Gemara says, My ulme dahai meach. Well, who cares, right, what Rav said? Right, what's it's not a stira. Right, it's not a stira. They're different cases. The Gemara. Right, what's the difference whether Rav said on the Mishnah or the Braisa? Right, Eilim Mishum Dika Tani Bach Tavla Nifil Tani, because the Braisa mentions spices v'tavla lav bnei achilin, and that's not considered food. Right, so that makes more sense that Rav wouldn't say this is the shear for an eruv when you have a Braisa that mentions spices, because spices is no good for an eruv. So that doesn't help, because Atu Hacham Eilu Katani Chitin Misorin, because the Mishnah here mentions wheat or barley kernels. And they're not edible, right? While they're still kernels, right? You don't just pop them in your mouth. You need some sort of fix. You need to fix them, right? We mentioned, I forget if it's yesterday or the day before, that an eruv needs to be edible, just like kind of, not that it's related to this, but just like Mishloach Manos, it needs to be edible as is. So that also doesn't make so much sense. So Elam Mishnah Katani Chatzilog Yain. Rather, no, because the Mishnah here says half a chatzilog wine. right, half of a lug of wine give to an ani. I'm a Rav, ma'arav mishtei revios yayin. And Rav said, you make an Erev out of two revios of wine, which is the same shear, that's a half a lug. So mit'ibin on kulehai, and since Rav requires more, so, literally means so much, but more than you might suspect, right, a revios is usually what we assume by liquids, a revios is a significant shear. So since Rav requires two revioses, or a chatzi lug, so shma minaki, I'm a Rav, v'chein la'irav, ahad masnis in kamar, so shma minach. That sort of makes more sense that Rav said that these are the shear for the Erev by here, because then again, this parallels Rav's shita about how much wine you need for an Erev. Okay. Amar said, if a Muslim should sue the Erev, you needed enough food to get to two meals for an Erev. So Rav Yosef, l'meimar adi'ika, sudu mehai v'sudu mehai. Rav Yosef thought to say that, again, we said that you have combined foods. If you're combining foods to make one shear, you have to have enough for two meals. Rav Yosef thought that you need to have enough of item A for one meal and enough of item B for the other meal. So Rabbi said to him, no, you can have any amount of fraction from one meal or the other, from one produce or the other. If you can have one peach and 28 apples or whatever it is, it doesn't matter that you don't have to have enough of one food for one meal and enough of another food for another meal. Gufa, let's go back to something we just said. I'm a Rav, Marvin Bishri Revius Shel Yayin. Rav says you need Chatzilog, two Reviuses of wine for an Erev. Amiba Inan Kulei Hai, do you really need that much? Ratani, within the Rebbeiser, Rav Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Yayin Kedei Lecholbo. The amount of wine you need is enough to eat. What this means is to eat two meals. Chometz kedei letabobo, and for vinegar, so enough to dip two meals, right? Dip enough bread in the vinegar during two meals. Zeisim u'betzolim, olives and onions kedei lecholbehem shtei sudos, also to eat with bread for two meals. So that seems to be, that's less of a shear of wine, right? We said yayin kedei lecholbo, enough to dip your bread in it for two meals. That's less than two revias. So Gemara says hasam b'chamra mevashla. No, that's talking about cooked wine, right? Yayin bish mevushal. If the wine is cooked, right? That's not wine you drink in times of the Gemara. That was wine that you dipped in. Therefore, again, if you're talking about a dip, so then you need a smaller amount. So Amar says like this: chometz kedei letabobo. Vinegar enough to dip in. Amar Avgida Marav, kedei letabobo, mazon shtei sudos shel yarek. You need enough to dip two vegetables, two meals worth of vegetables in this vinegar. So that's a lot of vinegar. So Yigidamri, other people say, no, Amar Avgida Marav, yarek hanechal v'shtei sudos. No, you need to the amount of vinegar that you dip vegetables which you would eat during two meals. Not that you're going to eat the meals, that the vegetables are going to be your entire meal, but just that you have vegetables with your meal, whatever, you know, a couple of carrots, a couple, whatever you're used to. So that's obviously much less vinegar for the area. Amar Marmar said, Zeisim Tzolim Kedei Lecho Behem Mazim B'Shtei Sudos. So the Gemara says, one second, right? I think we just said that, we quoted that before. U'Bitzolim Mimarvin, can you really make an Erev with onions? V'Atanya Amar Rishon Ben Elazar, Palachas Shabbat Rabbi Meir Be'ar Ardisco, once a Rimeir was hung out for Shabbos in Ardisco, Uba Adam Echa, the fun of Amarlo, Rabbi, a Rafti Bimtsalim, the Tivin. He said, Rabbi, I made an Erev with onions so I can travel to a place called Tivin. But apparently the case was that was, the guy was already outside of the Tchum. The Erev would have allowed him to get to the Tivin, but he was already outside his original 2,000 Amos. So Shivu Rabbi Meir Ba'arva Amos Shalom, and Rabbi Meir had him sit right next to him and not move, because apparently Rabbi Meir held that you can't use onions for an Erev, and he told him since he had traveled outside his Tchum, he should sit within the Dalet Amos. So Gemara said, right, so can you use onions or not for an Erev? So Gemara says, L'kasha haba olim habi mahos. When you're talking about the olim, the leaves of the onion, that's not good. But the imahos, right, the bulb, or it literally means the mothers, but right, again, the onion grows out of there. So the bulb, that is fine. That is good food, and that is considered to be a good area. The tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, achal batzal v'hishkim, umeis, if a person ate onions and then, Rahman al-Slan, died the next morning, in omrim b'meh, mace, we don't say, or ma mace, we don't say, why did he die? Right, mustama, it was the onions. And Shmuel said it's only the leaves. If you eat the actual, right, that's what we eat. If you eat an onion, as we call an onion in the vernacular, that's not a problem at all. And so too, the leaves is only dangerous to abatzil zirta. That's only if they're not a zeres long. A zeres is the measurement. If you do like surfer dudes, hello, like stick the thumb and the pinky out, that's a zeres. So if the leaves are that long, so then it's okay. I mean, smaller, then it's a problem. But if they're that long, then I guess they've already grown out of their poisonous or dangerous state. But if it's bigger than a zeres, so then it's fine. Rav Papa also said it's also that's also if you ate these leaves of an onion, but if you didn't drink beer. But if you did drink beer, so then you're okay. Apparently that counteracts the bad vibes, the bad health from the onion. A person shouldn't eat an onion because of literally the snake, but obviously it means the poison. Once Rabbi Chanina ate half an onion and half the poison, meaning half, I guess, the leaves. So it must be meaning half the leaves. The chalav and atalamos, and he's almost passed away. Right, he was so sick, he was almost about to die. Ubikshu chaver v'achmim alav v'chayav apnei shahashah tzurichalo, and his chaver daven for him, and Kosh Baruch Hu did a nace and he recovered. Because then Gemara adds because apparently Am Yisrael needed him at that time, which is interesting because what, you wouldn't daven for someone who got sick if Am Yisrael didn't need him. So there are two ways to answer, and the Hasidish way, Vort, is that no, Am Yisrael needs every single Jew. Every single Jew carries something important and significant, and that's the Musar and the Yom Narayim Rosh Hashanah, you know, Chodesh Elul Vort for today. But probably the Pashup Shad is simply that if a person shoots himself in the head, yeah, and is about to die, or might die, so do you daven for him? I guess, but you know, he messed himself over. So you know what happened? Rabbi Chanina ate these poisonous onions. So okay, so he was I don't know, he was an idiot. What did he do? Obviously, we should daven, but like okay, meaning I guess the Gemara highlights that the reason, the real reason they davened stark for him is because Am Yisrael needed him. All right. I'm Rabbi Zera Mar Shmuel Shechar Ma'arvin Bo. You can use beer for an eruv. Uposel is a mikvah b'shlof shalugin. It also makes a mikvah no good if you have three luk. The din is that a mikvah needs to be 40 saw. If it has 40 saw, but it's missing three lug, and the three lug is, meaning instead of, it has 40 saw even, has 39 point whatever the fraction is, regular good water, and the last three lug are colored water, or no good water, let's say Mayim Shuvim, or whatever the water, as we'll see in a second, the colored water, so that is no good. So says Shmuel, beer has the status of colored water. Once you read the Gemara, it'll explain like what's the difference or not. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Maskevah Rav Kana Pshita. Rav Kana said, well, obviously, what's the difference between colored water, or right, bad water, Mayim Shuvim, and beer? Right, it's not Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said, "Made seven poslim on mikvah b'shul shalugim." If you have this colored water, it's not mayim chayim; it's mayim shuvim. So if you have three lug of it, so that's going to mess up the mikvah. So the Gemara says, "Amri hasa may made teva mikri hacha shiachar mikri." Because you might have thought that yeah, there we call it colored water. We call it bad water. Water messes up a mikvah. Fruit juice, for example, does not mess up a mikvah if it's three lug. So you might have thought that beer is simply juice from hops or whatever, juice that is made from hops. No. It's considered colored water, and it's not considered, let's say, I don't know, apple juice or whatever. That would not possible to make fun. But the beer is colored water. It gets the color from the hops and whatever, whatever small, tiny additions that the tweaks they make to the beer, however long they cook it, etc. So it's just colored water, and that will mess up a mikvah by three lug. Okay. We become a ma'arvim, how much do you need? Again, this is what I alluded to at the beginning of the daf, just so you wouldn't be confused. We become a ma'arvim, how much do you need to put as an eruv? Sovra vacha breder of Yosef, kameder of Yosef, lameimar, basrin rive shichra. Oh, no, this is not it. I take it back. Well, we must have mentioned it earlier, or maybe it's later. All right, well, either way, how much beer do you need for an eruv? Ravacha, Brady Rav Yosef thought to say, between Rivei Shechra, two Revi'uses, which is half a log, half a kav. Hold on one second. Trying to find it in Rashi. Not sure. Yeah, if you look at the fourth line of Rashi, Trey Logan, the log rov a kav. Two log, because a log is a fourth of a kav. Okay, so that's how much beer you would need. That's not a revius, that's more than that. Okay, yeah, this is not the revius share, right? This is more than that. Okay, sorry. The kid that's not like we learned in the Mishnah, Hamotzi Yayin Kedem Mezigas Akos. If someone carries enough, again, but this is in terms of what the Rav, if you remember, Misakos Shabbos. So there are different shiurim in terms of how much food you can carry outside, and it's considered chashav and you violate hotzah. So what about wine? So the amount that you're bechaya for hotzah for wine is enough to mix a cup of wine. Right, again, they used to dilute their wine. So enough actual wine to pour into water or whatever the reverse to mix a cup of wine. V'tani Allah, we learned about that. Right? Kedem Mezigas Kos Yofet, right? A nice cup. My Kos Yofet, how much is that? Kos Shel Bracha. A Kos Shel Bracha that and you need to have usually let's see. If Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avua, Kos Shel Bracha Tzarech She'eh Bo Rov Revius. You need to have a revius of the Yayin Chayin. Right, you need a revius for a kos shel bracha, but you therefore need 1/4 of that revius has to be wine, and 3/4 of that revius has to be water. Uke de Rava, like Rava said, Amar Rava kol chamra de ludari al chad tlas maya lav chamrahu. Any wine that is not 1/3 or 1/4, meaning here it's chad tlas is 1/3, but it's not 1/3. It's 1/3, meaning 1 part wine and 3 parts water, that's not considered wine. So you see, you need to have 1/4 of a revius, because otherwise that's not considered wine. V'katani seifa, we learned the second part of the Mishnah, v'shar kol ha-mashken b'revius, v'kol ha-shofken b'revius. The shear to carry out other liquids is a revius, and in terms of carrying out shofken is water that you're going to throw away, so that is a revius as well. Midahosam al-chad arba, and since over there, the shear for carrying out wine is 1/4. So Hanami Achad Arba. So too over here, you have 1/4 in terms of beer. You have the same ratio, right? Rav had said you need two. You need a half a log, meaning 2 for wine for an eruv. So beer, you're going to multiply that by 4. That's 2 log. Okay, that's how he came to that measurement. Velohi, it's not really true. Hasam hu debatzir mehachi lo chashuv. Over there, because less than that, any amount less than the beer, less than 2 log of beer is not chashav. Avalachab over here, lo, that's not true. And again, the shear by hotzah is whatever is considered chashav. So b'hacha lo, over here, we're not looking for what's chashav, right? Over here, rather, the avid inchi the shosu kasa b'tzafra v'kasa v'paniyav v'samchu alayu. Because here, again, we're talking about something that's edible, what people usually use for 2 sudos, not something that's chashav. So the shear is different. And here, sometimes people will drink a cup of beer in the morning, a cup of beer at night, and that'll be it. And if some chayalayo, they'll rely on that for their food during the day. That reminds me of when I went, I took a trip with some bachur to Poland. So first we spent Shabbos in Prague. I remember the tour guide in Prague said, and I still don't believe it to this day, I guess I should probably look it up at some point if it's still stuck with me, that Czech people, right, the Czech Republic, so the Czech, it used to be Czechoslovakia, so Czech people, the average Czech drinks 2.5 liters of beer a day. Okay, so those people are so much on beer. Beer there, agav, by the way, beer there is cheaper than soda, which is crazy. But, okay, so those people rely on beer. So, okay, so since you see that people will drink a cup of beer in the morning, a cup of beer at night, and that's 2 meals, so that's already you're gonna have a shear that's less than two log to put as an erev. Tamarim bekama, and date, how many dates do you need? So Amar Rav Yosef, tamarim bekav, right? You need a kav of dates. Amar Rav Yosef, no, amin Allah, how do I know? I'll prove it to you. The Braisa says, achol grogros v'shilem tamarim. If a person, let's say he ate grogros is dried figs. The case here is truma. Right? Rashi says, tell truma v'shogeg. A person ate truma accidentally, so he has to obviously pay back the coin. So he pays back, he ate the dried figs, and he pays back in dates. Dates are, as you'll see in a second, more valuable, more chashuv. So the Gemara says, tevol of bracha, he should be blessed. So the Gemara says, hey, chidami, what case is this? Elim lefi damim, if he paid him back according to value, right? I mean, he ate a dollar of figs, and he paid back a dollar's worth of dates. So, da'achamine bezuza, v'kamishalim bezuza, right? He ate a zuz, he gave back a zuz. My tevol of bracha, what's so nice about that? That's not so great. Rather, it must be bezuza v'ach... Achal bezuza kamashalim. Sorry, meaning that, but that's still part of the kasha. Meaning he ate a zuz and he paid a zuz. What's the difference if he paid it in figs or dates? So Ella, rather, must be lav lefimida. Must be in terms of weight, that how much he paid back, however much weight in figs that he ate, he paid back in dates. The achamine griva de grogos the shavi zuzah, right? He ate a some sort of amount of figs that's worth a zuz. Kamashamalei griva de tamarim, and he paid back the same amount of weight in dates. That's the shavi arba. That's fourth four. And that's already tavola bracha. Makatani tavola bracha. He should have he should be blessed. Alma tamarim adifi. Right. We see that dates are better. Are more chashuv. So you're telling me that again, we said that a kav, the shear for figs for the grogros is a kav. So mustama kav of dates is fine as well. So Abaye said to him, what are you talking about? Olam da'achav achom inay bezuza become shalom bezuza. Maybe no. Maybe the case is where he ate a zuz's worth of figs and he paid him back a zuz worth of dates. My tavol of bracha. So what's the great thing he did for him? Da'achav inay midi lo kavitz alei zvina become shalom inay midi the kavitz alei zvina. Right, simple economics. He ate something that is not easily sold, and he paid back with something that is very sought after. Right? So he gave him better produce. He gave him better marketability. Right? It's easier to sell a zuz worth of dates than a zuz worth of figs. So that was he gave him better produce, and that's why tavola bracha. Okay, a couple other things. We'll get to the two dots, and we'll call it shtisa, which is like toasted wheat kernels. We had in Meseches Shabbos at some point. I don't remember exactly where. Either way, Amar Rav Acha Bar Pinchas Trei Shargushi. You can have two spoons. Two spoons of that is good enough. Kisane, what about toasted grains? Amar Abaye Trei Buni de Pumbadisa. Two, Buni is a measurement from Pumbadisa. Amar Abaye, Amar the Aim. Again, Abaye was raised not by his mother, but by someone who he calls mother. He's raised by a nanny or whatever it is. So Abaye very frequently quotes his mother. So the Gemara says, "I'm really my mother said Abaye is saying, "Hani kasani de malu liba umavatle machshava." These toasted grains are good for your heart and they'll help you help your mind. If Amar Abaye, I'm really aim, he says as well that haiman de isle chulsha de liba. If this person has some sort of weakness in his heart, so let's see, bisra de atma yamini de dichra. Let him get some meat from the right leg of a dichra, an ayala ram. Velesi v'kuve dereisa denisan, and let him bring. I'm not sure how you do this, but let him get some feces from a cow that fell during the month of Nisan. Vileka kvuzi dereisa, and if you don't have any of that, which I would imagine is probably a good thing. Velesi sugaina de arvasa, bring some branches from a willow tree. Venechavave venechol, and you should burn them. And then you make it into I'm not sure how you could eat it, but this is nechol means to eat it, okay? Meaning burn the wood for fire and then eat the meat, not don't eat the twigs, okay? Vinishni basri chamra marka, and then you can drink some wine that's been diluted, and that will help with the weak heart. Okay, fine. Sounds good. Okay, a bit of a tough daf, but you know, with the names and the food and the measurements and whatever. But Mitzvah Shem, we'll be right in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.